The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Letter Number 6359. And Baruch Hashem, this is dated on the fourth day of Tammuz, Tavshid Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe starts off by saying it's been a very long interruption. I finally got your letter, dated the 21st of Sivan. And he wrote to the Rebbe, apparently seemingly an older chassid was complaining to the Rebbe about the behavior of some of the chassidim back home. Not sure exactly which place in Eretz Yisrael, but looks like this was to Kfar Chabad, as we see later on in the letter. And one of the things he was writing in the letter that people are talking during the reading of the Torah. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised, this is a surprise to me, that you need to ask these matters overseas, I mean, write to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, and it's understood, that it's even more surprising that there are those that are not careful. They're mezalzel, they're cheap with this. And they bring strange evidence. It's known, after we know the words of the Rebbe Rashab, it was printed also in the collection of his letters. And in the beginning of that collection, there is the Yoir Nisiv, that's like the introduction that's usually in the Svarim. They have a, like a Pesach Dover, you have a Yoir Nisiv that shows, illuminates the light. It's based on a Pasuk, but over there, which the Friedrich Rebbe, my father-in-law, the Rebbe, writes, so over there he also quotes the words, which he quotes the words of the Rebbe Rashab, his father, Chakadmur, with all the titles over there. So what does he quote over there? And that's what he writes there. He says, it's very clear that one who listens to the reading of the Torah as the halacha, besides the fact that he fulfills a mitzvah of the Eibishter, mitzvah Hashem, but the idea itself, the honor, that you're honoring the Torah by doing this and paying attention, then the Torah itself arouses compassion, mercy upon you and on your family members, both spiritually and physically. That's the writing of the words of the Rebbe in that letter that he quotes his father, the Friedrich Rebbe quotes the Rebbe Rashab. And also in the opening over there, the Pesach HaDvarim over there, he says, be very careful for yourself not to speak and not to shmooze during Kriyas HaTorah, etc. Apparently he also complained, so first he complained about people talking during Kriyas HaTorah, and the Rebbe says you don't have to write overseas, this is very obvious, and why do you have to ask about this, and it's even surprising because it's very famous words as we read here what the Rebbe says, but how important it is to pay attention, to give honor to the Torah, and how we are warned that not to speak during Kriyas HaTorah. But he also wrote to the Rebbe other complaints about the Fabrengians, and that there is the need to correct it. Now, maybe they were in either not participating or not. He wanted the Rebbe, apparently it seems that the Rebbe should say, you have to do this. And Rebbe's response is, we don't have to do these things as an order from above. Like the Rebbe should tell them, this is what you have to do, and accept the yoke. But it's something that the rabbi should speak to them and explain to them and get them to understand, because the Rebbe brings the example in Torah, not all of the thing is a chukah, is a statue. A lot of the mitzvahs are explanatory. So the Rebbe writes like this, about the Fabrengian, and that you think there is appropriate things that need to be fixed. So the Rebbe says, it's understood, this is really not the right way. This is not the idea that any small and big things you should do it in a way of a decree and a statute. The Rebbe should say to them, apparently he wrote to the Rebbe tell them, but this is the way you should do by the Farbrengen, and this is what you shouldn't do. The Rebbe should say, so the Rebbe says, this is not the way it works. Even Hashem, the creator of the world, he gave a good section of the Torah in such a way that it would be understood logically. The Eibshter didn't give the whole Torah as say, no, this is what you do, but he gave us a good section of it we can comprehend. How much more so that from one to another amongst the Jewish people, there also needs to be understanding. It needs to be appreciation for it. You can't just give a command, a rule, do this, do that. Especially, the Rebbe says, when we are talking about people who have a connection to Chabad. And we say, the connection of the Chabad has to touch them that they are, at least intellectually, geared, that they want to understand things, because Rebbe brings the example from the Gemara. Even one who passes by, says a store which sells perfume, the aroma, the smell of the perfume will be absorbed by the person. You start smelling, just passing through the store which sells it, you will begin to get that that smell, the perfume smell. So, of course, this is just passing by. But of course, one who spent many, many years with Chabad, back in Russia still, and also in ways that was tied with self-sacrifice, and they were keeping mitzvahs and connection with Chabad, with self-sacrifice, so not only did they pass by like a store, pass by Chabad, but that way, the matters of Chabad engraved in them, and in an inner, they had an opportunity through that. So, they need to be explained and say about those matters that need to be fixed. Again, it's not a decree from the Rebbe to come down to the people in Kfar Chabad. It's something that they need to appreciate, come to that conclusion, because the Rebbe says, I'm almost sure, Korev Levadei, if the elder of the Anash would put an effort to explain these matters and the demands, they would be accepted a lot easier than you imagine ahead of time. And we've already been promised, Dvorim hayoytzim min halev nechnosim halev, words that come from the heart enter the heart. So if you speak to them, you will be able to accomplish it. You don't need the Rebbe to give the decree from here. Especially the Rebbe says that you have the merit of the many that supports you, because this is the benefit for the many. Especially we're talking about the Kfar Chabad, whose purpose, as said many times already, to be a living example, a dugma chaya, for a Chabad settlement. And this is obvious. And the Rebbe says, and it's understood that above is also applies as it pertains to the shiurim that are learned publicly. Maybe they were complaining not too many people are participating. And the Rebbe says, speak to them and you will be pleasantly surprised, even more than you expect, that they will listen. If you speak from the heart, they will accept it. The Rebbe blesses them for good news and all of the above. Seems like they were this maybe older Mashpia, this one of the older Hasidim, was complaining that maybe they're not coming enough to the Farbrengens, they're not there, and he wanted the Rebbe to tell them, but the Rebbe says basically this has to come from the people and with understanding. And the Rebbe says if you try to talk to them, you will be successful.